A construction project to replace a section of Route 322 near State College will impact agricultural lands, local waterways, and homes. Penn State's Landscape Architecture Program has been exploring ways to minimize those impacts in a years-long project. As WPSU's Sydney Roach reports, students are releasing a documentary with those findings and interviews with people living in the project's path.
Rethinking 322, Building a Better Road to the Future, is about 45 minutes long. It includes 4 years' worth of research from PennDOT, other state transportation departments, engineers, and Penn State Law. At the beginning of the documentary, a narrator gives a brief overview of the U.S. Route 322 State College Area Connector project and shows pictures edited to show what construction and the final product could look like.
The proposed State College Area Connector will replace U.S. Route 322 between Potter's Mills and Bowlesburg with an 8-mile high-speed freeway segment.
PennDOT says the project, which could cost around $500 million, will improve road safety. The film includes interviews with residents in the valley, including Marianne Coons.
I think the community, all of us, recognize the need for the safety. You may not like what they're telling you. I don't like them telling me what they're going to do out there. Some of us are going to have to give some stuff up. I feel I can say that because I know I am.
Coons is the owner of Coons Tree Farm, which will be split by the route chosen by PennDOT. She says she worries her grandchildren won't be able to continue the family tradition of selling Christmas trees. Bonnie Darlington, another resident in the documentary, says PennDOT plans to build the 4 lanes through her family's farm.
This is our farm, the farm I'm on. This is my son's farm right here, right next door. His farm is the one that's in jeopardy.
Darlington's story is one that stood out to Jaden West, the student director of the film.
The Darlingtons have been on their farm since 1988, and they have a very historical piece of land. And Bonnie's son, Jesse, is going to be losing basically his entire homestead, his barns, his buildings, his land. It's going to be plowed right over, and it's been really hard for them.
That farm has been there since the 1800s, according to the Center County Historical Society. Students hope the film will inform the community about the project, help people empathize with those impacted, and inspire viewers to speak out. Dan Marriott is an associate professor of landscape architecture at Penn State and has been teaching a class based on the 322 connector project since 2022.
But we believe there's different ways to solve safety rather than just building a new freeway. So looking at alternative designs that have been tested in other places that can improve safety, but also recognize the cultural landscape, the important water resources we have in the valley, agriculture, local businesses, residents that all use the valley and be hugely impacted by a freeway.
Marriott says now is an important time to raise awareness.
This spring is when a lot of decisions will start getting finalized in terms of what's going to happen with the possible roadway with the State College Area Connector.
PennDOT announced its preferred route for the project in May of this year, but Marriott encourages people to keep commenting and suggesting changes to the project, like building along the natural landscape instead of cutting through mountains. In July, PennDOT announced minor changes to the route to spare a baseball field and to reduce impacts on farmland. A PennDOT spokesperson says they expect to release their draft environmental impact statement early next year. The public will be able to comment on it, and PennDOT will hold a public hearing. Construction could begin as early as 2030 and will take about 5 years to complete. I'm Sydney Roach, WPSU.
Rethinking 322, Building a Better Road to the Future, is available for people to watch for free on YouTube.